Corp Lund. Welcome to Cranbrook again. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How's the current tour been going for you then?
Really good. I mean, it's been bananas. It's been really great. I'm surprised how enthused people are about just me.
You've got a long way to go. I see you're going to Texas after you finish here in British Columbia, and you've been picked to go to the National Finals Rodeo too.
Yeah, we're doing a couple more shows in BC, and then I got 3 days to pack my stuff, and then we're going to the States for a couple months yet. I think we're starting in Texas and going over to Florida and then doing the Southeast and then working over at the coast in New York. We did the West and the center of the States earlier in the year, and we've been across Canada, so by the end of December, we'll have done all of the continent, pretty much.
It goes back a long way. I was asking you in a phone interview how you got to perform on the Marty Stewart show. Can you tell that story to our audience?
Well, his drummer, Harry Stinson, has produced a number of our records, and we're old friends. So, and they're our favorite. Everybody in our band thinks that they're the best band in the universe. So I can't remember how it came about, but I know those guys, and especially you know Harry, so they just asked me to do it. It's cool.
Really good, thank you. I know the current songs you've been putting out are written by friends, or some of them are anyway. Can you describe how that all came to be? Do people push songs to you and say, hey, Corp, will you play our songs?
No. It was just like we made our own record, Agricultural Tragic, and put it out at the beginning of the plague, and it was kind of unfortunate timing, but the wheels were in motion. But then we had a lot of time off during COVID, so I'd been meaning to make this record for a long time, so I went ahead and did it with the guys. It's called Songs My Friends Wrote, and it's made up of tunes that my buddies who are songwriters have written. I got a lot of friends who are excellent songwriters, and no, they didn't ask me. There's a bunch of me and the guys have been playing live for years just for fun, and I'd say half or two thirds of them we already knew, and then we learned a few more. So it's sort of like my favorite songs of my buddies through my band's filter. It's pretty cool, actually. It turned out better than I thought. People seem to like it.
COVID, bit of a break, and I guess that's what you decided to do, take those songs and make music and put them on stage then.
Yeah, I did that, and I did a lot of things. I worked on my playing a lot and wrote a lot of songs, and yeah, I actually didn't mind it other than the financial hit, but it was kind of nice because I've been grinding at this since high school, and I'd never take 2 years off of my own accord, so it was kind of okay for me. I'm raring to go now, but having some time off is kind of healthy for me.
Can you remember the last time or the first time you played in Cranbrook? Were you with the Smalls then and then changed music a little bit, or can you remember? Can you recall?
I can't remember. I'm sure the Smalls must have played here, I'm guessing. I lost the audience tonight, don't remember. Yeah, no, I used to play in a metal band called Smalls years ago. But can you remember? Did we play here?
No, because I didn't. I was in Penticton 27 years, and that's where I met you.
Yeah, I know we played the Okanagan a lot, and I'm sure we must have come here, but that's a good question for the audience.
Thank you for your time. Anything else you want to pass on to your fans out there before we let you go?
Just that this has been really fun playing solo, because I can talk about the songs a little bit more and appreciate the support. BC's been really good to me for decades now, so thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.